when it comes to dating, I've always been given the advice that after a few dates, it's really good to go on a date where two people are experiencing something for the first time together. So at a coffee shop with my boyfriend at the time, we had been dating for a while. So we're studying like what to do in the paper that weekend. And it turns out that there's a performance of Star Wars that's happening, like a live performance. And it mentions that it's happening at a church down in the South Barrio of Tucson, Arizona, which is where we were living at the time in graduate school. And I thought it was one of those like really cool avant-garde theater things, like, you know, like Arcade Fire plays at the Unitarian Church. Like, so this is going to be really interesting and artistic. And we were both in art school, so it just seemed like the place to be. So we drive down, and it's in the middle of nowhere. It's very dark. It's like Saturday night, 8:30. You know, you can sort of see the church approaching from the distance with this big white cross that sort of, you know, welcoming us in to the parking lot, which is filled with cars. So we pull in and, you know, are escorted to our seats, and everybody there is very friendly and very nice. And the church on the inside is the biggest church I've ever been in my entire life. And so we get escorted to this, you know, the wheelchair section. We recognize like a few random people from art school that were like, yeah, you had that idea too. Cool. The lights go dark and Star Wars begins and the music comes on and the lights, everything is as it seems from the original movie of Star Wars. There were pyrotechnics, there was full-on costumes, and then there's, you know, the scene where Yoda appears, and out rolls on this conveyor belt an animatronic version of Yoda that's sort of like coming out of steam, and it's this rubber doll that's sort of like, hello, Luke, you know, and we're like, what is going on? And like, everybody's sort of enjoying themselves, and then the plot line sort of strays a little bit. At one moment, it's decided that Luke shouldn't use the Force because it's pagan. And and Luke's very confused. And it's like, Luke needs to find Jesus. There's a woman sitting two rows in front of me that's like, Luke needs to find Jesus! And then like the crowd starts holding their hands up in the air and like swaying like we're on a boat. And I start looking at Zach, and he starts looking at me, and we're like, okay, this is turned. And he tugs on my sleeve at one point, and he's like, I think we need to get out of here. And I was like, no, I gotta see the end, you know? And I start realizing that the people that are sitting in my section, there's an older gentleman with a walker. There's a woman who's with her younger sister, it seems like, who has Down syndrome. And they're starting to be escorted to this particular aisle off the side of the stage. And he's like, we need to get out of here right now. I was like, what? And he's like, they're going to try to save you. Oh, God. I'm in a wheelchair. I am paralyzed. I got to take this, think about this for a moment. Because I've had thoughts of walking, and I'm a big believer that someday there will be a cure for paralysis, but it wasn't going to happen by Luke Skywalker in the Barrio District of South Tucson in front of a bunch of strangers. So we start to exit, and it's like, don't make eye contact, don't make eye contact. So we get right to the edge, and we're about to go to the parking lot, and one of the others is like, oh, you need to stay. Don't you want to stay? And I was like, I'm sorry. I was so excited. I just wet my pants. And she's like, oh, you go take care of that. I'm sure you need to go take care of that. And to this day, I am proud to still be seated, because who knows? That cure might come someday, but it sure as hell isn't coming from Luke Skywalker.
Thank you.